This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Spish Cakes, EB, and JP. So I was heading to pick up Carpool yesterday, and I was listening to our guys, Grant and Danny, and they had Lewis Riddick on the show. Mm-hmm. And Riddick is excellent on the radio. Of course, he's on ESPN. Sometimes he calls Monday Night Football games.
He's a former Skins exec.
Yep.
Yes.
He was in the front office here.
And he was talking about Jaden Daniels, and it was glowing.
Oh,
and he talked about whether
glowing
Jaden would be able to.
Can we do like another 4 or 5 minute glaze segment?
A lot of slurping.
Yeah, just a Krispy Kreme. Can we get sponsored by Krispy Kreme?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
And he was talking about whether the success which Jaden has had throughout the five games early in this season is sustainable. Here's Lewis Riddick.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously a lot of that optimism and the shift from hope to expectation centers around Jaden and his development, clearly. I think there's no question that what he is doing as far as his development, his mastery of the offense, I shouldn't say mastery, his continuing mastery of the offense, his leadership, his efficiency is something that's definitely sustainable because that's who he's always been as far as someone who was willing to put in the work on the field and off the field, ingratiate himself to teammates, immerse himself in the playbook, and then he's just freakishly skilled. So, yeah, that's definitely sustainable. As they continue to build out this roster and continue to make sure that protecting him is sustainable, having him have weapons is sustainable, continuing to build out the defensive side of the ball so they can give him more cracks at it is sustainable. And that's, and keeping the infrastructure around him in terms of the coaching staff and the support staff that allows him to go out and execute, you know, making sure that stays as stable as possible. That's also something that's, you know, by and large up to the people who are in charge in Washington. So it's all sustainable. It's all something that can be built upon from here. And I'm sure that everyone who's in a position to affect that understands just how much it's not luck. Like they didn't hit the jackpot, you know, out of luck. Everyone knew all along that Chicago was going to take Caleb. They did the absolute right thing in drafting Jaden, and now, you know, it's off to the races with him. So, yeah, I think the shift is on, or rather maybe it's already taken place, like I said, when you're moving from, well, I hope we're pretty decent, to now I expect us to be pretty damn good. I expect us to put up points. I expect this young man to play well. I think that's well underway now, and that is a pretty good feeling.
That's a smart football mind saying this early season success is sustainable. We can open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. Here's the thing. I think most people are going to say it's sustainable. I put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
What?
I actually want to hear from the people who aren't buying in.
I don't think there are many of those.
I don't think there are many.
Yeah. I don't think there are a lot. I don't know if there are any.
Well, is there
one person who doesn't think that what he's doing
they
is
might
sustainable?
Be, if they are, they're a diehard Eagle or Cowboy or Giant.
Or their name's Drab T-shirt. Yeah.
You can vote at Junks Radio.
Who's conveniently off today?
Yeah. There's six,
he's not a believer.
Yeah, he has E. coli.
There's 16% that have voted no. So there's 16% out there that say the success is not sustainable. And I'd love to hear
it might not
why.
Be from
like,
a defensive standpoint.
I'm not, like, a lot of things can change. Defenses can adjust. He could get hurt. But Everything we're hearing about the kid and what we're seeing on the field makes you believe the guy's going to be successful for many years to come. If you show this kind of success early on in five games, this is when guys are supposed to struggle.
No, can I say something?
When they're rookies and young.
Can I get over my skis here? All right? Let me, for the first time, get over my skis.
This is a first.
Oh, no, I can't wait for this. I'm excited.
Jaden Daniels, I don't know how to... Jaden Daniels is going to be a great player. That's just the bottom line. Like, he's a... Five games in, he's going to retire as one of the greats of his era.
I think you can all
one of the greats of his era.
So you're basically great already. Basically saying he's a Hall of Famer already.
He's on that trajectory.
You know why?
That's what you're saying.
Barring injury,
of course,
because he's got the work ethic and he's got the talent. What else is there?
Right.
He's got the work ethic. He's got the talent. It seems he's got the moral character. Like, what is there? I mean, like, just goes back to our earlier conversation. The all-time greats, the Kobes, the LeBrons, the MJs, the Tigers, they outwork everyone, and they have incredible talent.
And this will fly.
He's got those same ingredients.
This will fly in the face of EBs, but they've got weapons. They could certainly add more.
Well, they will.
Like make them
weapons.
They will. Like make them greater.
Yeah, they will.
Forward.
They got a patchwork offensive line.
Well, they're going to add them on both the offensive side and the defensive
right.
side.
Yeah,
800-636-1067.
I care more about the offensive side.
So that's my statement.
I know, but
he's going down as one of the all-time greats.
Nobody's really arguing. Like, he's on that trajectory for sure, and he was a great
Five
college player.
Okay, good. You guys agree with me. He's going down as one of the all-time
I think things could
greats.
Go wrong.
He's got the ingredient.
He's got that skill set.
The skill set and the work ethic.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's
a lot of guys have the skills.
Important.
A lot of athletic freaks out there. But to have the combo.
He's pretty close.
And humility.
He's pretty close to perfect.
Pretty close to perfect.
It's not far away from perfect.
I'm not 100% in that he's going to be a Hall of Famer just yet. And I'm just a little reticent. I brought up Marcus Mariota, which was just a random. He had a great start to his career and was drafted number
D.
two.
Scott
and
hates athleticism. His talent. Marcus Mariota.
For once, I'll agree with you.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If
Marcus Mariota was a damn good college player,
Daniels,
some great physical traits.
If Jaden Daniels leads the Commanders to a win over the Ravens, that's an if. He's perfect. He's perfect. Then he's arrived at perfect.
Well, if he's the reason that
it's
they
hard
win.
To.
I said if he leads
cakes.
Them to the win. And if they win the game. I'm pretty sure it would be Jaden Daniels leading them
win,
to the win.
Yeah, he's probably going to make some plays.
He's probably going to be instrumental in that win.
800-636-1067. You just heard Lewis Riddick say everything about this is sustainable. And what EB brings up, we've brought up many times, all the reports are his work ethic is unbelievable. He's showing up at 4 a.m.
He's showing up
all the ingredients.
So early he can't even listen to the junks.
He's...
Like, we're not even on yet. No. That's how early he's getting
he's
to the
He's actually
complex.
Getting up earlier than us.
He's getting up earlier than Valdez, which I didn't think was humanly
possible. Yeah, I mean, if he's getting there at 4, I don't know where he lives.
He's getting there at 4?
He's up at 3:30.
What time do you get here every day, Valdez?
Depends on how slow I'm moving, but anywhere between 4:30 and 5.
He's beating you to work. There's not many people in the D.C. area that can say that they're beating you to work. Jaden Daniels is one of them. He's one of the few.
Are you willing to say he's going to be one of the all-time greats?
Sure. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
No, I'm not asking you to say that.
Well, he is. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
He's just played a little.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback.
This is Matt Valdez saying it.
You're not being honest.
I'm being honest. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
You're not being honest.
You're not saying
that.
Through five games?
Okay, that's a qualifier. Through five games?
Through five games, he's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
That's
statistically... And in advanced metrics, the best quarterback I've ever seen. Doesn't mean you win a Super Bowl.
Right. Nobody's saying that
but
he's going to win a Super
he's
Bowl.
He's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Nobody's saying he's going to win a Super Bowl this season.
All right.
He's on
so now you're expecting
he's
it.
He's going to win a Super Bowl.
I don't think.
In his career.
I don't think that's out of the range of
because
outcomes.
It's part of the equation of being one of the all-time greats.
Right.
So where are these 16%?
Yeah, who are these people?
I don't know. Let's go
who
to the phones. 800-636-1067.
I think I'm now officially over my skis. Okay.
Why? That he's going to win a Super Bowl? I think that's why you draft somebody that high.
Yeah, but millions of guys are drafted.
It's still hard to do.
Like, that means
look at all the great quarterbacks playing right now that don't have a Super Bowl.
I understand that, but I'm saying that those are your expectations.
Who are the great ones that right now that don't have?
I don't know.
Josh Allen,
Joe Burrow.
They're still early on, though. They're still got plenty of time.
Everyone told me how great Justin Herbert is. He doesn't even have a playoff win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the guy telling you how great Justin Herbert is and was is the guy where Mike Mars
guy refusing Jaden's greatness.
Right.
Guy thinks he's just a flash in a pan. Mitch, what's up?
Junkies, good morning.
Hello.
I'm calling in. I don't necessarily believe that it's not sustainable, but what I will say is I'm afraid of two things. I turned 30 last week, and there is no greater pain in this world than being a Commanders fan. But what does scare me is that I don't know if it almost feels too good to be true.
Right.
I just love watching them. And so what I'm worried about is our secondary is really sketchy to me. You know, St. Juste a couple years back was having great games against A.J. Brown. Last year he was a dud. Forbes was a terrible draft pick. Thank you, Ron.
I feel like St. Juste is serviceable. You don't need to worry about those guys because those guys will get filtered out eventually.
Yeah, I mean, eventually they're going
to
improve.
You don't need to worry about that.
Saying, but St. Juste is going to be fine, I think.
Is this sustainable for this year? I hope so. I think it is. Got a good buddy from Baltimore. We're watching the game together this weekend. I'm afraid of playing teams like the Ravens, Eagles later in the season. Cowboys, as much as they suck this year, it almost just feels like I'm like, do I want to fully buy in. I'm just
stop
afraid.
Being, stop being,
me
listen
so
to me.
Much.
Stop being such a scaredy cat when it comes to rooting for the Commanders. A lot of scaredy cats in the audience. Embrace the fact that you're scoring more points than anybody, and you have a transformational
Absolutely.
Quarterback. In Jaden Daniels.
DB, it's electric. It's electric. Trust me, it's electric. Just a little bit timid. I'm afraid of this.
I feel the same way, too.
Have some swagger.
I feel the same way, too.
You know what this is kind of what I've noticed is that the old heads don't have swagger.
Right.
But the younger ones do.
Right. It's been beaten out of them.
Yeah.
And look, Justin Herbert, whatever you think about Justin Herbert since he was brought up, his rookie season, he had 31 touchdowns with only 10 picks. So you would have thought, that guy's on a trajectory, and maybe he will be to be the best quarterback in the league.
I guarantee you the local media in L.A. and the fans were saying, we got our guy. He's going to lead us to Super Bowls.
Yep.
And he's good, but Jaden's beyond that right now.
He's beyond that.
But if you looked at Justin Herbert's rookie season, and you're something, and you're like, well, this is the guy.
You're looking at a little snapshot. His bigger problem is he's got a Mahomes problem. That's his big problem.
Yeah, but he might
be a problem for a lot of the other guys.
But my point is,
what's their record right now?
Who's
the Chargers?
They were in a bye week.
I think they're 500.
They're 2-2.
But they having Harbaugh might put him over the top.
I'm not out on him. I'm just saying that, like, Jaden right now is an MVP candidate through five games.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, he might be good, but not a Hall of Fame good. Now, does he look like that right now?
Well, it kind of depends. It depends on how defenses adjust to him.
Yeah.
Because they clearly have not been able to yet.
Right.
Well, if anybody can adjust, he can adjust. Because I don't see a red flag other than his body type. That's like the only red flag.
Right now, that's a good way to look at it.
I caught up to Cam Newton. Cam Newton was on a Hall of Fame track. Different type of player, but more physical. And ultimately, taking too many hits, caught up to him.
Yeah, but he wasn't true. But he wasn't as explosive as JD.
Right. I said a different style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping that he doesn't.
And he was
that
never,
kind of
he never had the accuracy ever.
No.
I'm hoping.
But he was a different type of quarterback, a different style of quarterback than you're used to seeing.
All right. Let's go to Gary in Fairfax. Gary, what's up? Is this sustainable?
What's up, boy?
Hey,
what's
buddy?
Up, Gary?
I do believe it's sustainable, but here's my thing. I didn't want to speak a negative into existence, but since JP already touched on it a little bit, through five games, if you look at it, I think Forbes might have missed a game with a thumb or something. Eckler with a concussion. We really haven't had any really major injuries to any of our key players. So with that in mind, they say the number one determining factor in the NFL for winning and losing, I think, is turnovers, right? And I think that's what they always say, turnover rate.
Big factor, yeah.
Like that. Okay, so here's my question. Would you rather lead the league in turnover ratios, let's say plus 30, 35, whatever, two a game? Or would you rather go through a whole season with no more than say one game missed by any of your starting team.
I'd rather go with no more than one game missed by my star.
I mean, if I have a plus 30 turnover ratio, I think I go 16-1.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to lose any games.
I think I'm going to take that.
That's kind of a crazy stat.
I'm
going to
take that stat. Yeah. I mean, has anybody had a plus 30 in an entire season?
Look,
I don't know.
I think if you wanted to take a reasonable take at this. Now, Lewis Riddick is a very smart football mind, and he's saying from what he's seen, college, pros, everything surrounding Jaden Daniels, work ethic, his talent, it is sustainable. And Justin Herbert's a good player, so I just went back and looked. His first five games. He started off with 12 touchdowns in his first five games with only three picks. Now, he's a good quarterback, but maybe the reasonable approach is you do need to see more. We just love what we've seen so far.
Yeah, you can't.
Jalen Hurts, two seasons ago, Jalen Hurts looked unbelievable.
True.
An unstoppable force.
It's a good example, but he didn't look that way when he first started.
Right.
He just got hot. Maybe it was just a temporary hot.
Yeah, but he had a great run.
But the point is that they were probably saying that in Philly. The same things the Washington fans are saying about JD. They're saying that about Philly.
Is that true? Is he there at 4 a.m.? Is he out working everybody? I know he squats 9 million pounds.
Who knows? Yeah. But they were saying that we have our guy finally.
I've never heard a negative word about Jalen Hurts' work ethic.
I didn't hear a negative word about Deshaun.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Brandon in Woodbridge. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's up, family? How y'all doing?
What's up, man? Good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I met y'all a couple of times, man, at the Sundress joints.
Very nice.
But anyway,
good times.
Who was the most intoxicated?
Cakes. No, actually, you might have been. Okay. You might have been.
I usually.
It's a photo finish.
You were pretty done. You were pretty done.
I could drink.
Yeah. Did you get booted out one time?
And Lurch would just look around and be like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, where you from? But he definitely asked where you're from.
Cakes and I share that in common. We've both been kicked out of our own appearances.
Yes. Hey, that, you know what it means?
That's
we're
hilarious.
Committed to our appearances.
Now,
hey, just as committed as Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever stood in line for your own event. I don't remember when that was. Like 20 dumb. Years ago.
It was dumb. I was young and stupid. Yeah, now I'm older, I'm more sage.
What's that song, Young Dumb?
I'm seasoned now.
So what else, buddy?
I did want to say this. I feel like, I know everybody has had like friends that are females that have been in like those terrible relationships. And then they finally get with the good guy that's actually got a good job and doing a whole bunch of good things for him. And then the girl almost self-sabotages sometimes and says, oh, well, this isn't good enough for me or something's not right. It can't be this good.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like that's how our fan base is right now. It's kind of like we're so used to things being bad that there actually are organizations out there that have good quarterbacks, have good reputations and good things going for them. And now it seems like we're one of the people that, like, we starting to have this, but it's kind of like, well, hold up, it can't be this good.
It's a lot of scar tissue.
All I want to kind of put that on that. Yeah.
I think you're right. A lot of PTSD.
There's a lot of second guessing.
And even though we said we're going to try not to bring it up, there's RG3.
Yeah.
The problem is he was way less talented. I don't even think about him anymore. Way less talented, not as committed. He was more into body.
I've got zero RG3 residue in my brain. Don't think about him one bit.
Yeah. But the similar results and taking over the town.
But you look at it closer. He didn't have all the throws. He couldn't read the progressions.
Hindsight at the time you thought he did.
Correct. It is the benefit of hindsight. But I've already seen this kid throw guys open. I've already seen him make the tight window throws. I've already seen him make the progression. Like, literally,
but his point is
he could do it all.
Yeah, but JP's point is, back then when you saw RG3 play, you were saying, we got our guy.
Yeah, but I didn't see those things. I never saw him throw
You
guys
said
open.
He has all the throws.
I thought he was our guy. For sure, you're 100% right. But in hindsight, he didn't have those attributes, and I never saw them.
Of course. Yeah, in hindsight, right.
But at the time, you argued it. I was telling you that Andrew Luck was making more sophisticated throws, and you said, "quote RG can make all the throws."
Right. Well, I just had faith, but it was blind faith. This one, you see it. I mean, no one's going to say you think he's going to have a RG3 like career arc.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's why I said this argument about whether it's sustainable. Most people are going to say it's sustainable.
Can't miss her.
I don't know who's arguing against it. I don't know who the 16% were voting at Chunks Radio against it.
Well, they're afraid to call.
Got to take a break. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.